If you're not totally 100% satisfied with your posture, go ahead and dig in a little bit. You can wiggle around. It's actually nice to literally kind of dig in, either with your knees or your feet, your buttocks, anything in your setup that can help you to have a sense of being firmly anchored to your spot, whatever your spot is there. Maybe we can start with a little bit of an emphasis on uprightness, kind of a full body engagement. You're not springing up off of the ground or anything. But a kind of engagement in the sitting posture where you could feel like you're sitting in such a way that you're very awake, very ready. Like something vital might pop out at any moment, and you're not going to be surprised by it. Like, for instance, a moment of being alive might just unexpectedly happen. And you're not going to sleep through it or be bowled over by it. And such a moment would probably entail an experience of a body sitting upright, at least. And then whatever else is happening for you right now, and may well find that that changes in every moment, but emotions, thoughts, images, predilections, any sense of heaviness, any sense of lightness, cloudiness, clarity, wakefulness, drowsiness, all those things. So the one side is being kind of upright enough, alert enough for the grand display, the parade of the present moment marching on here. That's the uprightness, the alertness, the vigilance. And then how about some relaxation, some sense of ease? Maybe around the eyes, the gaze specifically, even if your eyes are closed. If a moment is going to be like a whole kind of scene, a whole show. Let's see if you can kind of relax your gaze, both your eyes and kind of your awareness to take in the whole thing. So the muscles around your eyes, the muscles that focus the eyes, your brow. Muscles around the mouth and the jaw. Your shoulders. And your belly. And we're still just going for a kind of broad orientation with or towards the moment, towards what's happening right now. A kind of reconciliation, if there's anything in the present moment that's a source of conflict. See if you can just kind of be unconditionally fully alive, whatever is present. Resisting things doesn't make them go away, just adds resistance, right? Avoiding things doesn't make them disappear, just adds evasion. Be non-evasive with the present moment. Let's see if you can find your breath somewhere. You can just say in on the in breath and out on the out breath. Just to pick out, just as you pick out that particular part of the stream of the sensations. And just pick a spot. I'm going to pick kind of my heart region. I can get in touch with the sensations of the breath in the heart area, the kind of expanding and relaxation of the chest, but you might like the belly or the tip of the nose, whatever works for you. And we'll take a few breaths here. We'll be deliberate. Exert a small, a gentle influence on the breath. Something that would hardly qualify as like a breathing exercise. Maybe even you don't even really try to modify the breath too much, but we're going to use the words. Deep and slow, deep on the in breath and slow on the out breath. But we're talking like 10%, 10% deeper, 10% slower here. So nothing dramatic. See if you can be present for that whole thing. See if you can experience the whole kind of parade of the in-breath and the out-breath. We're gonna completely release any voluntary influence here, but maybe keep a certain level of engagement and curiosity. How deep? How slow? That can be our words for the in and the out breath. Just let your breath do whatever it wants to do here. See if you can make that continuous relinquishment kind of wholehearted or something. See if every moment of the sensation of the in and the out breath can be a moment of kind of clarity. I'm not the one breathing. So, our two words, you breathe, you here being just whatever whatever's running that I can't call me, right? Even if I try and prevent myself from breathing, the breath is going to happen. And then we're going to kind of populate that word you a little bit. We'll say, whoever only has the opportunity to live on like this right now. So, for instance, my grandparents, I probably wouldn't mind being able to breathe right now. This is basically as close as they're going to get, right? Whatever parts of this is them. Do you think it's some consolation? I think it might be some consolation. See if you can let whatever breathes breathe in such a way that expresses happiness to be alive, to still be able to breathe. like somebody made a deal. You're going to be able to, you'll be able to be alive again, but all you're going to get to do is breathe. I'll bet there are people who would take that deal and live it up.